Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dan, bringing us back, one of my favorite bands. If you get a chance to see them in concert, you'll thank me later if you do. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, our good friend, longtime, almost 11-year member of our brain trust, the author of The Personal Brilliance, and his company helps companies like yours and mine put their best foot forward in the marketplace, not only with leadership ideas, but to technology too, right, Jim?
Yeah, our new tech startup is called Constituent Hub, and we've automated that process of leading change, and it helps people do the right thing.
It's pretty unique stuff he's working on. He's got there. It's been fun for me, Jim, to hear you incubate it. Over the years, you've talked to me about it before it was even, was a gleam in your eye, and now it's a real thing. So it's been fun for me to see you do that. So congratulations on your success there and your thought leadership. We're talking about context, folks, and the role that context plays in our behavior, but in our leadership and how we approach change and how successful we are, right, Jim, in getting other people to contribute to the change. And to be invested in it.
Exactly. The real job of the change leader is to influence people to change their perception of their environment and how the change fits in that environment. You know, we can't legislate change. And if you don't mind, a quick story.
Go ahead.
John Kasich lives in my hometown, and he just ran for president.
Right, governor of Ohio.
Mm-hmm. At the time, he was my congressman, and he was leading the budget for the United States. And I decided to interview him on the concept of coalition building. I thought a politician is building coalitions all the time. Let's get that perspective, right?
Silly boy.
we sat down, and here's how it started. He said, "Jim, you people in business have it so easy." And I thought, oh, I've got to hear this, right?
What?
He said, "You could just tell people to change, and they do what you tell them." Jim, I reached up and I turned off the tape recorder and I said, "Well, Mr. Kasich, you've never had a real job before, have you?" And we had a great conversation. Yeah, I did.
Good for you.
We had a great conversation from that point forward. I could pick on him. He's got a tough skin. He just ran for president, for goodness sake.
No kidding.
But we really
Holy mackerel,
can't.
What a stupid thing to say.
we can't legislate, change. We can't tell people what to do. And what we have to do, though, as leaders, is work in influencing their perception of the context so that we can fit the change into the context that they're working on. You know, it's easier to stay in the current context because.
Well, what should the context be, though, Jim? Because as the owner and the founder and the leader of my company, I have my context, right? And I'm trying to move an idea forward. And my team has their context, right? Each one of them has their own context, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And when you implement a new approach into an old context, there's this sense of a fish being out of water.
Mm-hmm.
The most basic functions just don't work. I recall I implemented a new accounting system in a bank a long time ago. And when the new system had all these fancy features, but what was funny was that first week, people forgot how to make a deposit, the employees of the bank. They lost the most fundamental, simple activities because it was out of context. That
right.
So our job as a leader is to understand their context, not ours, theirs, and help translate and
so
really
context.
Communicate
so let's
that.
Walk. Let's walk through this. So let's say that I have. I want to change something that's been pretty ingrained in my company. Maybe it was something I invented 10 years ago, and I've determined it's obsolete now. And it's all the employees have ever known. I'm not talking about a new product or a new industry. I'm talking about just we're going to do something different, quite different. So do I have to deal with each individual employee with each individual context, or can I rope them together and say, okay, you know, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, bad news for you, Jim. You can't rope them all together because that would be nice and efficient.
I can dream.
Yeah,
Jim.
You can't. We have a concept that we call customization at scale.
isn't that an oxymoron?
Yeah, well, it is a bit, but we use techniques to be able to do that. We don't want to throw everybody together. We need to understand their individual context. We're talking about changing their foundational thinking. What got them to the, you know, what kind of thinking got them to the old way that you're trying to change? And how do you create a new perception of the context? Mm-hmm. And it could come from levers, you know, that come from our environment that help with that. You know, what's causing you to think that that's not the best way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's another thing we need to think about. Not everything is broken. You know,
I wrote this down. Whose context counts? Because this is where I'm not quite sure I'm putting this all together the way I think you want me to, because I've got my context and you as an employee have your context, but maybe neither one of us are right.
Well, that's true.
Maybe the solution is between us.
It's possible that neither one of them
are
right.
So that's a new context we haven't found yet, right?
And the exploration of each other's context will help get us there. Mm-hmm. But if you don't do that work, there's no chance.
So what you're saying is if there is new context to be found, we can't get there from me or from you. We have to get there from both of us.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. JimCantarucci.com, ladies and gentlemen, is the website. We're going to come right back and continue this and wrap this up with our good friend, Buddy Jim. Stay with us. Stay tuned.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.